This podcast is brought to you by Mobley & Sons. I actually stopped in Mobley & Sons just a few weeks ago, have some alterations done. They were great, really helpful, had a great time in there. Mobley & Sons has an unmatched selection of men's clothing combined with superior customer service. They've served as a fine men's clothier since 1969. Go check them out. They'll get you looking good for the big game. Welcome back to the Bama Beat. I'm Ben Jones, here with Taryn Walk, Cecil Hurt. We have the return of the coin flip.
Yes. NCAA Tournament Edition, March Madness 101.
Yep. Taryn, Cecil, and I have filled out our NCAA tournament brackets. We're going to tell you guys what our picks are. You can follow along. Yeah, Taryn's is interesting, folks. You can follow along if you want. We've posted our brackets on TideSports.com. If you listen to the podcast on there, you can go and take a look and see who we picked, what the paths all were. We're going to start out with the Sweet 16 and kind of work our way from there so that this doesn't turn into an hour and a half long podcast. But Taryn has done a coin flip for her entire bracket.
Yes. Okay, so heads went to the team listed on top, tails to the team listed on bottom, because you know how brackets look.
Yeah. Okay. Taryn did that also, you might remember, for our Bowl Picks podcast, and you were about 500, right? Do you remember what the record was?
I think it was 500 on the dot.
Yeah, as it should be, perhaps. things are, of course, a little bit more interesting when there's an elimination bracket involved.
Yeah.
Cecil Hurt is also here. Cecil, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. Cecil is probably the one that you should listen to the most on this podcast because, one, he didn't use a coin flipping app for any of his picks, as far as we know.
Same coin.
As far as we know. Cecil also is a top 25 voter for the basketball poll this year, correct?
Yes.
So he spent a fair bit of time watching college basketball games around the country, more than just some of the SEC games. I've watched a little bit, but since I don't cover basketball for us, I'm not quite the expert that Cecil would be. Before we get into what our picks are, we're going to recap just a little bit. Alabama at the SEC tournament beat Ole Miss, lost to Kentucky, perhaps a rather predictable outcome, depending on how you wanted to look at it. Alabama will be hosting an NIT game on Wednesday night against Norfolk State. No change in Avery Johnson's job status, as far as anyone knows here. Cecil, anything we should be looking forward to in the NIT game?
Well, the first game is Wednesday night at 6 against Norfolk State. I would say, I hadn't looked at any lines, I would say Alabama's 15 to 17 point favorite in that game.
Yeah.
Just based on their RPI and Ken Pom rankings. So,
one factor, of course, always in the NIT is enthusiasm or energy level, which has seemed to be a little bit of an issue for Alabama this season.
But in a 1-8 game, you know, in a 4-5 game, you'd really be interested. The 4-5 that they're paired with, Colorado and Dayton, is really interesting. Colorado ended the year playing pretty well, although they didn't play well in the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah.
And then Dayton, of course, is coached by former Alabama coach Anthony Grant.
And Alabama would host that game if they were
able to win. Alabama would host that game by seed, yes.
Yeah. So we'll obviously do a full recap of Alabama's season at the appropriate time. Until then, however, we're going to be doing our bracket picks. I don't think that the office here, the newsroom overall, is going to be doing a bracket contest. So if you've come in last in this contest, you're still in third place. You know, everyone in this room gets a participation trophy. You're still a bronze medalist, even if you're last.
Woo! As yeah. Kyle Busch would say, second is the first loser. And then as, oh no, what's his name?
As Ricky Bobby
Thank
would
you.
Say.
Oh my God, how did I blank on his name? As Ricky Bobby would say, if you're not first, you're last.
You're last, yeah.
All right, here's the worst joke I've heard about all the Final Four pairings so far.
Okay.
Rick Barnes and the UT Volunteers against Colgate. Rick Barnes' Tennessee team against Colgate, and as somebody observed, that's one of the traditional rivalries, Tennessee versus toothpaste.
Hey, let's not hate. The coin believes in Colgate.
Yeah. I believe in Zion Williamson, for better or for worse.
He's quite a player.
Yeah, I was watching the game over the weekend in the ACC tournament where I think he finished with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and was 13 of 13 from the floor. He's a really fun player to watch. He's one of those guys. He was ranked as the number 5 overall player in the country by 247 Sports coming out of high school. And yet, Duke signed the number 1 and number 2 player in the class. He was the third best player in their recruiting class. So He didn't come from nowhere, but the fact that he's become kind of the player to watch in college basketball this year is a little bit of a surprise. I saw an interesting thread on Twitter the other day, people trying to find comparisons for him. Someone said he was like Robert Tractor Trailer's body type, but with Vince Carter's athleticism. Someone said he's like kind of the Tim Tebow of basketball, and that he's a really brawny, physically imposing guy for his position, who's got some athleticism, is really fun to watch, and is also a really good team player, much as it probably pains me to say that about a Dookie. Yeah, he's listed at 6'7", 285. I wondered if he was a football player, would he be an offensive tackle? Would he be a defensive end? Would he be a tight end?
He's a defensive lineman, hand on the ground.
Yeah.
Because first of all, he wouldn't be 285 very long. He'd be 320.
Yeah.
You know, in the strength, a good 320.
Yeah. Somebody had suggested that he's like Julius Peppers was as a senior, but more or less as a freshman. Like if Julius Peppers were to put a basketball jersey on now, Julius Peppers obviously is going to be an NFL Hall of Famer, played most of his career, if not all of it, with the Carolina Panthers. But when he was at North Carolina, played both football and basketball and was kind of a freak athlete there in basketball.
I think this was Curry Kirkpatrick's line on Charles Barkley. He's like Porky Pig gone berserk on a trampoline.
Yeah. Do we want to go ahead and get started with the East region here, which is where Duke is located, in fact?
That one doesn't look painful, so yeah, we can do that.
All right. My Sweet 16, I've got Duke coming out of its pod, obviously the one seed. I've got Virginia Tech beating St. Louis and then beating Liberty. I've got Maryland beating Belmont and then beating LSU. And I've got Michigan State beating Bradley and then Louisville. So Michigan State, Maryland, Virginia Tech, and Duke are my four teams in the Sweet 16 there. Taryn?
I have Duke. The coin allowed me that one seed. Virginia Tech, LSU, and Michigan State. So do you want to know who they all beat, too?
No, I think we've got it.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Because those aren't absurd. Those are kind of normal.
Though LSU will be an interesting team to watch, based on what happened in the SEC tournament there. Obviously still going to be without Will Wade during his suspension. So.
Oh, yeah.
Cecil, what are you thinking?
I'm pretty chalk on the left-hand side of the bracket, Duke. And I like Texas Tech, who's a 3 seed. I think that's pretty reasonable.
We're not down to the West yet. We're still in the East. Yeah.
Oh, we're still in the East. I got Duke, Michigan State. I'm pretty chalked there.
Okay. Who are your other Sweet 16 teams that you had?
Mississippi State over Virginia Tech, and then Belmont over LSU.
I've got Mississippi State going down in the first round to Liberty. I think 5 is perhaps a little bit of an overseed for Mississippi State. And
so
everyone,
Alabama played Liberty, so I've seen Liberty and I've seen Mississippi State.
Well, you don't need to bring facts into this season.
So I thought Mississippi State was
a little
better.
Hey, we can talk facts.
But we'll see. We'll see how that works.
So. Yeah. All right, now we're moving on to the West bracket. My Sweet 16 teams that I've got here. Gonzaga, the 1 seed coming out of it. I've got Florida State, the 4 seed, beating Murray State and another 12-5 upset. I like seeing Ja Morant play in games. Texas Tech, the 3 seed. Michigan, the 2 seed. So all chalk, actually, for me. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the Sweet 16.
Cannot say the same.
Nope.
This is where my coin...
The coin has a mind of its own.
The coin doesn't like Gonzaga. Yeah. It had Gonzaga going through round 2, but then Baylor beating Gonzaga. And so after that, I had FSU coming out of FSU Murray State, and Murray State beat Marquette. I'm sorry, hometown Marquette area. Like, you're only an hour from where I live, but whatever. Northern Kentucky coming out of Northern Kentucky Buffalo.
Northern Kentucky, the 14 seed, crashing the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
John Brannon, former Alabama assistant coach.
Northern Kentucky is going to beat Texas Tech, according.
John does a very good job. Whether they'll beat Texas Tech is
probably not, but you know, the coin thinks so. The coin, upsets happen.
And the last one?
They do.
Florida. Florida coming out of Florida, Montana, because Montana's gonna upset Michigan.
15 seed over a 2 seed and a 14 over a 3 in the same bracket. Chaos. Cecil?
I'm the same as Ben. I'm chalk.
Gonzaga. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Texas Tech, Michigan.
Yep. If you want to be, as an Alabama fan, optimistic for the future, you could do worse than to look at Leonard Hamilton at Florida State, who went through a little bit of a lull there in the middle of his time at Florida State and has had now three very good seasons put together. I think finished tied for second in the ACC 2 years ago. Last year crashed the Elite Eight, and then this year has Florida State back as a four seed. So.
Here's one bit of Leonard Hamilton trivia, and credit to him, man. He looks great. He's 70 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of folks that wanted him to retire a couple of years ago before they started to put things together again.
He could pass for 50.
Yeah. He was an assistant for Joby Hall at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to move on to the South here in the Sweet 16. Once this is all done, we'll make our final four picks, and then we'll wrap it up by picking the championship game. So in the South, I've got Virginia, the one seed, not losing to University of Maryland, Baltimore County this year. Got Oregon, the 12 seed, crashing all the way into the Sweet 16 after beating Kansas State. Got Villanova, the 6 seed, beating Purdue, the 3 seed. I've got Tennessee, the 2 seed, going to face Villanova after beating Cincinnati.
I'm going to let Cecil go this time first, because mine is a mess.
Virginia, although I think they remain somewhat vulnerable, I think that's a pretty favorable draw for them.
The point that somebody made about Virginia last year during that loss to UMBC was that Tony Bennett is a great coach, did a great job at Washington State, doing a great job at Virginia, but he only has plan A, and when plan A doesn't work, there is no plan B.
Right, but and I think that's true, but they also have a little trouble with much bigger teams and much more athletic teams like Duke. And I know that's not a real fair comparison, but you know, Ole Miss and Oklahoma both that's a true 8-9 game, I'll say that. But anyway, I have Virginia. I have University of California, Irvine Anteaters.
And the Sweet 16. Ooh, there's your Cinderella.
Kansas State has an injury issue. That's
facts don't matter.
That's one of those things. Nice to have a 13 in there. Mm-hmm. And then Villanova, who as nobody has to be told, plays really well at tournament time.
Yes.
And I've got Cincinnati over Tennessee. That'll be a great game if it turns out to be that way. So I'm Virginia, UC Irvine, Villanova, Cincinnati.
Okay.
I am Virginia. I got an Orm there. Then Oregon, coming out of Oregon, Kansas State. Sorry, Wisconsin. And then I have Old Dominion beating Villanova and Colgate beating Cincinnati.
Colgate's
going far for mine.
Yeah.
It's not even my favorite toothpaste brand.
We don't have a toothpaste sponsor on this podcast.
No.
If you're interested, give us a call.
Terrence Coyne loves the 15s.
All right.
Yeah.
The Midwest bracket, I've got North Carolina, the one seed, moving into the Sweet 16 after beating Washington. They'll face Auburn. Auburn beating Kansas. I've got Iowa State as the 6 seed, beating the 3 seed Houston. Although, that'd be a really pretty big upset. There's some people that think that Houston ought to be a 2 seed in this bracket
overall.
That's
going to be a great – again, barring an upset – that's going to be a great game. Two really athletic teams.
Yeah. Iowa State played really well in the conference tournament as well. I've got Kentucky beating Seton Hall. That's Kentucky avenging a loss back in December. And then Kentucky facing Iowa State. I think this is a good draw for Kentucky as well. If you look at – if they weren't going to get a one seed, then you'd want to avoid playing Duke. You'd probably prefer to play North Carolina, which Kentucky beat earlier this year, or Gonzaga. I think Houston is a beatable 3 seed for them. There's nobody in this bracket that if you're Kentucky, you say, man, I really didn't want to see those guys here.
Yeah.
Taryn?
I have Iona beating North Carolina.
The 16 seed.
Yes. And I love UNC, so like rip the really pretty blue. So I have Iona. But they don't go past round two. They just like screw things up in round one and then call it a day. And Washington is my Sweet 16 team. Then I have Auburn beating Northeastern. So Kansas is out too, thanks to number 13 Northeastern. And then I have Iowa State coming out of Iowa State Houston.
Okay.
And then I have Wofford. How do you say it?
Wofford.
Wofford.
Yep.
Coming out of Wofford, Abilene Christian. Yeah, Kentucky also loses. It's the 15 again.
Yeah. Cecil, can you restore us to some normalcy here?
I would make Kentucky a 106-point favorite over Abilene Christian.
Have you watched Abilene Christian play?
No, and I would still do that.
Okay.
That's one I have not seen. I didn't see much Southland this year.
Well, we'll see. You never know.
You never know with the coin. I have North Carolina. I have Kansas, and I really anguished over Kansas and Auburn. That's going to really be a close game. Mm-hmm. Auburn could certainly win that game, but Kansas does have a good bit of size, Dedrick Lawson.
Yeah.
So
Auburn's really always just a bad shooting day away from just having no
shot.
Yeah,
they are. They are, but they're playing really well right now. They're playing really well. But I've got North Carolina, Kansas on the upper half, and Iowa State getting past Houston, and Kentucky on the lower half.
Okay. Final four picks. We're going to go back in the same order, so we'll do East, West, South, Midwest. I've got Duke beating Virginia Tech. I don't think that'll be much of an issue for them. I think Duke's just better, better than pretty much anyone else in this bracket.
My Sweet 16 disagrees.
Then Duke beating Michigan State, Michigan State beating Maryland, which was there in the Sweet 16. So Duke in the Final Four coming out of the East.
Same.
Oh, I have Final Four.
Yeah.
Michigan State coming out of Michigan State, Virginia Tech.
You got Virginia Tech beating Duke.
I have Virginia Tech. I don't. Ooh. The coin does.
ACC, that's an interest. That would be interesting to have an ACC game there.
Yeah.
Beating Duke, Michigan State beating LSU, and then Michigan State beating Virginia Tech.
Yeah. All right, on down to the West. I've got Michigan, the 2 seed, beating Florida State, the 4 seed. So that means Florida State upsets Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. Michigan beats Texas Tech in the Sweet 16 on its way to the Final Four.
I've got Gonzaga and Texas Tech advancing. And again, that was chalk, as we said, on that bracket. And I've got Texas Tech making it to the Final Four.
Interesting.
Chris Beard, the coach.
Chris Beard's done a very good job.
I think I called Craig Beard in an article, the chef, this week. I saved it before it got into print.
So. Okay. Let's check with the coin.
The coin has Baylor going to the Final Four. Baylor's going to beat Florida, having Florida beat Northern Kentucky, and then Baylor beat Florida State to get to play Florida.
Mm. Is this the section of your bracket that gives you the most heartburn?
No, wait till South. Baylor's at least ranked 9.
Yeah, Baylor is at least, I would say, a dark horse, but they're at least a viable kind of dark horse.
Okay. Exactly.
I kind of like Baylor.
Yeah, well, she's also got Northern Kentucky and Montana coming out of the other half of that bracket. All right, moving on to the South. Now that Taryn has teased it, I've got Tennessee beating Virginia, which means Tennessee beats Villanova in the Sweet 16. Virginia beats Oregon. It's a 1-2 matchup there. Actually, out of three of my four brackets, I've got 1-2 matchups in the Elite Eight. So pretty chalky for me, which is how I tend to fill out brackets.
That would require me to get a number one past round two. I have Colgate making the Final Four.
Toothpaste.
I feel like I need to go buy like a bunch of Colgate toothpaste and just trash my toothpaste. But I have prescription toothpaste, so I can't do that.
We're getting personal on this podcast.
Apparently, I don't even know.
That's okay. We don't need to know.
I don't know. But I'm a healthy and clean. But Colgate beats Oregon. Oregon beat Virginia. And Colgate beat Old Dominion and then Oregon to become the Final Four team.
Oh, boy.
15 seed. At least it's not the
all 16
seed.
All right. Well, we'll move on from Terrence's picks now. And I got Virginia and Villanova in the Elite Eight, and I think Villanova, that would be a great coaching matchup. Mm-hmm. I like Villanova. I know it's boring to see the same team back in the Final Four, but.
Yeah. How long has it been since Rick Barnes was in the Final Four? He had one at Texas, unless I'm wrong, right? Was it the TJ Ford team all the way back when?
Yeah.
Oh. We're looking this up on Wikipedia right now.
I'm looking at what seeds make it, and I got a 2 seed in the Final Four, a 9 seed in the Final Four, a 15 seed in the Final Four, and a 5 seed, just to tease the Midwest, in the Final Four.
2002, 2003, last time Rick Barnes was in the Final Four. Okay, moving on to the Midwest bracket. I've got North Carolina beating Auburn in the Sweet 16. I have Kentucky beating Iowa State, and then I have Kentucky beating North Carolina again to advance to the Final Four against Tennessee on that side of the bracket.
Sweet 16 would be played in Kansas City. So it's if Kansas gets there,
it's a home game.
It's a home game. So I have Kansas beating North Carolina and Iowa State upsetting Kentucky. So I've got – and then I have Iowa State. So I have two sixes in the Final Four on that side, Villanova and Iowa State. So that's not chalky at all.
Let's check in with the coin.
Mine is not chalky either, and I'm about to lose a lot of respect and get a lot of hateful DMs. I have Auburn making the Final Four.
I don't think that's
not a stretch, but like this is called the Bama beat.
I understand, but that's,
I don't think the listeners will approve. You know what? Come take my coin from me. So I have Auburn beating Iowa State. So yeah, I have Iowa State making the Elite Eight also. So look at that. Giving some love out to the cornfield. Auburn came from Auburn, Washington, and Iowa State came from Iowa State, Wofford. Because none of my top five seeds advanced. Oh, wait, Auburn. But other than that, it's okay. Iona ended up losing after kicking out North Carolina.
All right, on to the Final Four. Remember, I've got Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and Kentucky in there. I've got Duke beating Michigan to move into the championship game. I've got Kentucky beating Tennessee to move into the championship game. And I have Duke winning the whole thing against Kentucky in the championship.
See, I wasn't sure if you were going to reveal it all right then and there, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Cecil?
I have Duke advancing to the finals against Villanova, and then I have Duke winning.
All right. I have Michigan State. Wait, didn't we already go over this? Oh, did I just go straight to Final Four when I did mine? I don't know.
We've already told everyone what the Final Four teams are, so now
Michigan
we're doing the championship.
State is going to lose to Baylor, so Baylor's in the championship game. Colgate gets a cavity and loses to Auburn, and Auburn is in the final game. And then based on left and right, which is on the side of the bracket, the left side was heads, the right side was tails, and Baylor wins.
So the coin saved you from Auburn at the last second.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. We can leave it at that. Yeah. Baylor's going to win all. But you know, like, Baylor and its history, it pains me.
Yeah. Obviously, this is a single elimination bracket. Anything can happen. But Duke with Zion Williamson has looked pretty unstoppable this season. What do we think it's going to take for Duke to get knocked out of this bracket, assuming Zion stays healthy?
It plays UCF.
Taco blocks 15 of Zion's dunk attempts. I tell you what.
Just kidding. I have Virginia
Fall?
Tech beating Duke.
Zion can do amazing things, and now he may, you know, get an angle, but he will not go over Taco and dunk a ball.
No.
Nobody.
How tall is Taco?
7'6".
That's a big taco.
That's a big taco with a long wingspan. Yeah, he obviously has limitations. But as a rim protector, if he is in the game, he alters everything. For Duke to not make it, they don't shoot the three particularly well.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have to continue. And the opponent would have to shoot the three particularly well. So there are teams, you know, a Michigan State could beat Duke.
Yeah, Michigan State I don't feel like would get blown out of the water against them.
But I think
Virginia Tech played tough, although Duke just played a great game against them in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, but they're, for one thing, I think their side of the bracket's a little bit more modest. It would be fascinating to see LSU play them.
Yeah.
Just from a talent standpoint, but
you know, with the exception probably of Duke, I think you could trade out all of the other three one seeds with three of the two seeds, maybe.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it'd be pretty close. The top 8 or 10 teams in this bracket are all pretty close to one another.
Yeah.
So this might be a season in which you see a team that's a 2 seed or a 3 seed be really dominant in the tournament. You never know. Anything else we should cover?
I don't have a 1 seed going past the Sweet 16. Half of them don't even make it to round two.
The coin does not do so great in single elimination format.
No.
Hey, you just wait. You just wait. You guys have all blue teams.
This is true. I mean, everyone
colorful.
Everyone who has ever participated in a bracket contest before has lost a bracket contest to someone who picked teams based on mascot, based on color combinations, based on coin flips. So
it's my time to shine.
Yeah, for all the trash that we're talking right now and making fun of Taryn, we'll have to check back in about 3 weeks and see, you know, if Colgate has proved us all wrong.
So. It already has like a Deflategate name, so let's go.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Bama Beat. Check back later on this week. Cecil and I talk about, I think it's the Gene Stallings era. A very good podcast, one of my favorites that we've done. Also, we have an interview with Ross Pierce-Baker, who's getting ready for the NFL. Talks a little bit about the Combine, how he's getting ready for Pro Day. Talks a little bit about his memories of spring practice, the national championship game. So some good podcasts coming up. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, or if you're going to enjoy some of those other ones, if you've enjoyed previous podcasts, make sure to give us a like. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you can give us a review. Any of that helps us out. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Bye.